welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee Renfro and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus, and just glad to be with you here as we're coming off of our Lent season and Easter Sunday and kicking off a brand new series around relationships, me and you. And so this whole week we've been talking about just the importance of relationships and how God designed us for relationships, and yet how we struggle with relationships, but they're so crucial to our, not only our walk with Jesus, but in our witness to the world. And so today, as we think about reprioritizing our relationships, and really as we head into the next week, just thinking about how we can continue to look at and cultivate the kinds of relationships in our lives that ultimately point others to Jesus and help us to be more like Jesus. And so our passage today that we're going to look at as we jump into the scriptures together is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. And our scripture goes like this. It says, Paul writing this letter to the church in Ephesus is really instructing believers on how to, in light of the gospel and how they have been changed because of Christ and made alive, how then do they walk in this relationship with the Lord? What are their relationships like? And verse 31 starts off and says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. And just thinking about maybe the why question behind relationships, and why do we why should we have these kinds of relationships that the Bible tells us to? Thinking about being kind and tenderhearted, is it just good for people, or really what's the intent behind it? And it just makes me think of right now with our kids at bedtime. We read stories and things, and a lot of times they'll bring home books from school that they've checked out at the library. And right now, our kids are very much into Dog Man. Maybe if you've got kids or grandkids, you've read or seen these Dog Man books, but there's this character, Little Petey, in there, and he will oftentimes ask his, he calls him his papa. Really, it's kind of the clone version of him. Anyways, it's a complicated, but Little Petey will always ask Petey, when Petey's telling him something, he'll say, why? And maybe he has this with the kids, why? And then he'll say something in, why? Another thing, why? Another thing, why? And just the why, keep coming behind it. And it can be incredibly frustrating, and Petey just loses it, right? He gets upset and angry about it. But thinking about really as we begin to ask the why behind things, the more we ask those questions, really sometimes the deeper we get into really the real answer of what's going on here. And so thinking about this, really why would Jesus instruct us to let all these negative things like bitterness and wrath and anger be put away from us, and why have these things to be a part of us, kind, tenderhearted, forgiving one another? And he tells us because Christ has forgiven you. And really how we relate to one another, if we go to the why does Jesus and why does God care about how we treat other people, especially those in the faith? Well, because Jesus, before he went to the cross and before he died and was raised again, what did he tell his believers? He commanded them, this new command I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. He's instructed this after he had washed his disciples' feet, right? And so what Jesus is getting at is why relationships are so important is because they show others how they have been loved by Jesus. How we love other people should be a reflection of how we have been loved by Jesus. Forgive as God forgave you in Christ. Love one another as I have loved you. And then as Jesus prayed in this high priestly prayer to the Father, that the world would know that we are disciples of Jesus. By what? By our memory of scripture, by our church attendance, by the number of money, the amount of money that we've given. The world's gonna know that we're his disciples by all the things that we've done. Now, Jesus says, the way the world will know that you are my disciples is how you love one another, how you do relationships with each other. That if the world looks at the church and sees a whole bunch of dysfunctional relationships, why on earth would an unbelieving world want to be a part of that? And so because Christ has changed us, it should change how we do relationships. And so that's really the significance of the why, right? Behind why relationships are so important. It's because ultimately, it's about reflecting to an unbelieving world, their creator, and how Jesus has restored our relationship with him, and how he's also restoring our relationships with other people. And thinking about how Satan very much would love to get in and to bring division within the family of God, because that's what Satan does. He divides, he separates, but yet Jesus unifies. Jesus restores, Jesus reconciles relationships. Relationships with other brothers and sisters in Christ, relationships with those outside the faith, that relationships are a great testimony to our faith. And so that's why we want to fight for relationships. Godly, healthy, God-honoring relationships, marked by love, marked by sacrifice, tenderheartedness, care, forgiveness, all of those things, because they point to the incredible God who made us for relationship, ultimately with him and absolutely with one another. And so let's just take some time to pray. And even as I read that scripture, you know, thinking about, is there anybody in your life that you're experiencing bitterness with, that you've got some anger towards, right? That you just have a hard time speaking about? Is there someone that you have not been kind to, that you have not forgave? And maybe as we pray and give you an opportunity to pray, maybe just take a moment to ask God to help you to forgive or to be kind or to reconcile that relationship, because of the significance that it plays to actually reflecting Jesus to one another. Because if God can reconcile us to him through Christ, then there's not a relationship on earth that we cannot forgive and we cannot hopefully pursue reconciliation with because of the finished work of Christ. So let me go ahead and let's pray for you. I'm going to pray for me that I could continue to grow in my ability to do relationships in a way that would honor the Lord as we head into this next week, and see how God would continue to use us to be a witness to the world through the way that we love one another in the body of Christ, but also how we love those outside the faith as well. Let me pray for us. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thanks for the way that you pursue us, God, that you have forgiven us through your perfect sinless life, through your life, death, and resurrection, that you've offered and extended forgiveness to us for all of our sins, so that we may be able to do relationships, God, in a way that would honor you and would bring glory to you, God. And so, Lord, we just pray. I pray for those that are listening now, God, that you would help us to restore any relationships, God, that are fractured or broken, that you would help us, God, to extend grace and forgiveness towards others, because that's what you've extended to us, God. Because at the end of the day, Lord, we want to show the world who you are, God, through the way that we love and care for one another. Because the world will know that we are your disciples, Jesus, because of how we love and care for each other. And so, God, help us as we head into this next week to keep cultivating healthy, God-honoring relationships, God, for our good and your glory. Jesus, we pray all these things in your name. Amen. All right, why don't you take a few moments and why don't you pray?